Good morning, everybody. This is Pete with All Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. In a great state. Should we say Issaquah? Does that sound good, Mitch? The territory thereof. Oh, we're going back to territories now.
Well,
okay.
I just want to make sure the Turkish army doesn't invade us.
Yeah, there we go.
I can't keep track.
We got a good friend. It's good to have you back. We got Mitch Setlow on the air here from Leathers. Are you guys Leathers or Leathers Home Gallery? I always get confused.
We're Leathers.
Okay.
But we are just Leathers, but don't write a check out to just
Leathers.
Write it to Leathers. Okay. Justly.
We'll give you grab a piece of paper and pen because we're going to give you their address and also their website and things like that. Yeah, you know, we've talked to Mitch for several years. It's he is a destination point for everything furniture, and it's a pretty amazing place. But Mitch, I heard that you were out and about.
Yeah, I just came back from the High Point Furniture Trade Show, the largest in the world. So if I didn't think I hated my industry, I definitely hate it now. It's overwhelming. I took the red eye, the 7,000 showrooms from vendors from North Carolina to, obviously, to Italy, to China, to the Amish.
And they were all there.
Yeah, they're in the buildings. I mean, High Point, you know, North Carolina was a textile. The old textile buildings have been turned into trade shows. It's very fascinating.
Wow.
And
does Trump own that building, or is it?
No. Yeah, all these buildings, actually, the landlords actually legally own them.
Okay.
Okay. And the brand down there is Taos.
It's not Mar-a-Lago South, then, right? It's okay.
No.
Just checking.
No, but it's a pretty conservative town there in North Carolina. And, of course, you know I'm an old conservative. By the way, Pete, you're looking pretty buff. Do you work out?
I have been exercising, man.
Cool. I used to work out.
Try to.
A sumo wrestler, but I.
Did you like the diaper?
I did, actually. That was why I got into it, because I always wanted to know who changed the diaper. Those are the two esoteric questions, existential questions of my life, was where do the tides go out and who changes the diaper? So I had to follow and found out who does.
Okay, you did, okay.
But can we stay focused, please? So, yeah. I was at the trade show, so vendors from all over the world, you get to see new introductions, trends.
Yeah, and
that's where vendors bring out, like car trade shows, they bring out their models and see what kind of response they have.
Yeah. And so what was your thoughts on some of the trends out there? What did you see?
Well, it's we've talked about before, a lot of it is being driven. Well, first of all, there's a whole new genre of, and I don't want to offend anybody, Steve, you look like you're over 22.
Yeah. But, I am.
So you have a generation now that wants to order their stuff on an online, on a Wayfair or an Amazon.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how it's built. You know, it's kind of, they're buying a look. And, you know, I understand that. You buy a bar stool for a few bucks online and it falls in a week. At least you have the look at your party. But I'm kind of old school leathers. We carry stuff in leather and wood and fabric, and you know that. But
that actually lasts.
That actually lasts.
Yeah.
So at market, one of the big trends, of course, is the ongoing evolution of the. I think now it's even in food terminology, the meaningful diet, you know, where things have actually. The thought process is the meaning of the piece, where we grew up with formal dining rooms, formal living rooms. You might not have sat in them, but they look good. Now everything is more purposeful.
So multifunctional? Or?
Multifunctional. Okay. Again, the great room, the kitchen becomes more the home office, more people working out of their home. So the integration of all these different spaces, hence how do you make the furniture more utilitarian and keep it sexy at the same time?
Yeah. So that's a big question.
Like me. You know, that's my sexy. You know, I'm a utilitarian, hardworking, blue collar, you know, intellectual, flaming, liberal, Jewish.
Yeah, I know. And you're a hat wearer now, too.
I'm wearing a hat today because you're here at first. Here on, what are we, Cairo, is that the radio station?
Yeah.
I had a hair transplant, so keep those dollars flowing to pay for this.
Wow.
All the Italians in North Carolina, the trade show, they all go to Turkey to have their hair done for like $3,000. You get to meet the dictator.
That's not a safe place right now.
You get to see them try to, kill the Kurds.
Yeah.
See a guy who's best friends with Trump, and you get some Turkish food, and you get hair transplant.
Okay.
Here it's a lot more money. I'm not putting down my doctors here in Bellevue. They're great guys. You know, they're really good with their scalpels.
Yeah. Well, you also are safer here because you said there's a bunch of Russian women over there that were looking for you or something like that.
Yeah. But they don't use scalpel. They use plutonium to kill.
Okay.
At my age, it wouldn't take much for them.
All right, let's get back to the topic here. So you talked about multifunctional. What does that actually mean? I mean, I know you talked about gray room.
It's kind of, you know, for example, it used to be, again, you see, for example, the Italians have gone all overboard on motion, for example. They want to give some sex appeal to the piece, but have it move now. So you could watch TV in the same room that historically the Italians did low profile. You sit and you talk, but if you had to watch TV, it would be the worst thing for a posture. It's only 28 inches high. So now they're having the backs pop up. All this is trending towards functionality and design integrated. So it's a little different than the old days where fashion and design trumped. Oh, I said it again.
You fell into that trap, didn't
actually,
you?
Actually, comfort and functionality.
Okay. Now, is that something that's going to start showing up on your showroom floor? No, you already have it there.
It's an evolution. Like I said, we have from the north of Italy, from the south of Italy, where you can buy actually, if you want motion, because I hate motion.
You hate motion?
I'm a mover and a shaker.
Okay.
But I don't like. Typically, I don't like recliners. We carry great domestic recliners. We sell a lot of them. But I'm just, at 68, I'm just too young to be in a recliner.
I would say, I didn't really. You're that old? I thought you were a lot younger.
I appreciate that. But at the end of the day, I think people now, again, they want their, that's their palace. That's their comfort zone. Yeah. They're trying to impress themselves first.
Yeah.
The millennials, you know, they want the look. And they, I mean, they don't care.
My question is, why are all these younger people, or maybe it's across the board, going to like a Wayfair for throwaway furniture? I don't get it. What's
it's easy. Easy, no thought, instant gratification. The same reason why, you know, you want to buy your T-shirt online rather than go out and have the experience. So the experience is not important anymore. They'd rather have some virtual experience on the computer or surf porn.
Okay, so it's porn's fault now.
Well, no, it's been the porn surfing time. It's the shopping mall.
Okay, when we come back, we probably won't talk about porn, but we're going to talk about other trends in furniture and things like that.
Is furniture porn, by the way?
Well, then I guess we'll talk about that.
Customers surf the internet looking at style. I love that.
It's all about furniture porn in segment two here. Check them out down there at Leathers, 5530 East Lake Sammamish Parkway, right?
Yes, sir. East Lake Sammamish Parkway.
Southeast. And they're also at leathersgallery.com. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters. Car Radio 97.3 FM. Seattle's news. And Seattle's time. This is Home Matters. Car Radio 97.3 FM. I got our taskmaster over here, Rebecca. Man, she's beating on me.
Let's give the customers what they didn't pay for.
What they didn't pay for, okay. That sounds good, man. We're talking to Mitch Setlow over there. Always fun. Mitch with the hair transplant. But I'm glad you did that. That's good.
Well, you know what? It's my next career. When I go on Shark Tank, I'll be talking about transplanting furniture and hair. It's a new concept.
That's good. Yeah. Instant gratification.
The problem is you can't transplant hair from another human being. The technology's not there. Because I wanted, like, my ex-Brazilian's wife's hair.
No. What are you going to get, an afro, or what's going to happen?
A Jufro.
A Jufro. There you go. Pretty soon that hat won't fit you. So what? Okay, so give me some highlights of that.
Here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing the industry, there's a separation now, kind of like almost an employment. You got, you know, there's sort of people saying, we're starting to build things. We want to continue building things that are going to last, that have quality. And then there's that slippery slope where, you know, we just turn over.
Okay.
At Leathers, you're not going to get Chevys to Cadillacs, but it's not going to fall apart. It's leather. It's real leather. It's fabric. Real fabric. And but most of it's domestic. We have the largest collection of domestic North America. But in the industry, with the trade tariffs, I just met with a Chinese Singapore that just bought a monster company. They're, you know, just a lot of money.
Yeah.
They're buying up all the companies. The trade tariff is punishing the Chinese a little bit and hurting them, hurting us a lot.
Okay.
But here's the thing, that this is not politics. These cultures, the Chinese culture, you cannot punish them into submission. They're used to punishment. They will outlast next. They're in for the long haul. So the Chinese that are moving now, my buddy has he's a bazillionaire. He's just moving to Thailand. And I was comparing my container prices on stuff that we're going to bring in. It's one of our starting lines, upholstery and leather. It's still really made well.
In Thailand.
So they're cutting and sewing and sending everything from China to Thailand, having it made in Thailand, shipping here, hence the no tariffs. The problem is
And the Chinese are doing that now.
The Chinese are doing. So the Chinese they'll beat us at every corner. So the question is, we need to come up with some resolve about the intellectual. But in furniture is not coming back to America. No, it's not coming back. The Amish are not going to China, and the Chinese are not come, and the Americans are not going to start building furniture. So you have to decide. We tell you where it's made, how it's made. The north of Italy, south of Italy, North Carolina, we still have that. But the trade wars is deeply affecting special people who are more economically challenged. So it's a big myth. Because the American consumer's paying for it.
When you say Italian furniture, one thing that caught my head is, I mean, is it really manufacturing in Italy?
So 90% of people walk in and say, I have Italian leather. Okay. Italian leather means a cow hide that was tanned in Italy.
It's like an Italian cow. Then?
That's an Italian. No, not Italian. It could be hides come from all over the world.
Oh, okay.
And they've sent to tanneries, Germany, Sweden.
And they have tanneries in Italy.
Italy has very well lousy tanneries, quality tanneries. They have a whole vertical level of tanneries. Okay. So leather in Italy, tanned in Italy, is Italian leather. If you say I have Italian leather manufacturer,
okay.
By the way, the Italian tanneries sell all the stuff to all the companies, restoration, all these companies that buy, don't make anything, that buy product made in China. They buy, a lot of them buy the leathers that are tanned in Italy.
Okay.
But it's Italian leather assembled in China.
Okay.
Okay, just to be technical. If you say I have an Italian sofa, that means it's a piece of furniture made in Italy. We carry the north of Italy, the south of Italy, made in Italy.
So it's actually manufactured in Italy.
Yes,
not somewhere else in the world, like
exactly.
China.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And, okay, so I got to ask this because people are thinking about this. So, okay. So why the hell would they care about whether it's made in Italy or made in China?
A good question. Well, first of all, if you go to an Italian restaurant and the meatballs are made in China, that is full disclosure. You probably should go to a dim sum restaurant and have dim sum meatballs. Number one.
You see this guy's logic, Steve?
This is great.
It puts me to shame.
So number two, the Chinese manufacturing at someday will own the world. They're close to it now. Our empires come and go. We're, you know, it's not about it being the greatest place in the world. It's being a great place to live. Our empire is fading, and it is what it is. It doesn't bother me, and I'd rather not be the big cop on the block. But the Chinese are capable of doing anything. Right now, the product quality in China is inferior, if you say, to a better-made Italian piece. There's some lousy Italian manufacturers, okay? So if you want to buy the finesse, the tailoring, the better foam, the better stitching, then I recommend highly you buy either domestic North American-made or an Italian piece.
Okay.
Now, if you're buying some of the big brands, Italian brands, 90% of them are made outside of Italy.
Okay.
So you have to just kind of.
And, okay, so if we talk about that, so, okay, I get that. And now the next question I have, if I'm a consumer, and just so, because, you know, so people are thinking about. So if I buy something that's made in Italy, and then you have at Leathers, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
And I choose to buy something from China, is there a huge price differential?
Well, the tariffs are making the domestic and the Italian a little bit more affordable.
Okay.
But some of the tariffs are being eaten by the importers and some are being eaten by the other side. So and the devaluation of the American dollar, so the strengthening of the dollar, rather, makes it the Chinese go ahead and they're beating us at our own game.
Okay.
So we're not punishing them the way we want to punish them. To get resolution. So on the furniture end, you in our store, we're mid to upper. You come in, we'll tell you how it's made. Don't worry about all this geopolitical stuff.
Yeah.
Just say, what's the quality of this? What's the quality of that? We'll show you the difference. Okay. We'll show you the stitching. We'll show you the foam. You decide.
Okay.
It's too complicated. Gives me it's making my hair fall out.
It's making your hair fall out again.
Spend too much money on my hair. But the Italians are amazing at design in terms of contemporary and soft casual. And casual contemporary.
Where did that come from? I mean, how did that all originate?
It was a Jewish carpenter years ago.
Oh, okay.
Actually.
See, the Jews are, they go all the way back.
I know, we get blamed for everything. Milan is the other big furniture show. The Italians, in terms of fashion and design, you know, Italy is one of the meccas, the capital of the world of fashion.
I had, and again, this is kind of a thing we're going to get into in the next couple segments, too, is kind of like, do you agree or disagree? Because you know, it's funny. Everybody has an opinion. I was looking on the web. Everybody's got an opinion on. Okay, we got to wrap her up.
1 minute. Yeah.
Okay. On you know what is a trend and what's not a trend. So I'm going to ask you. But one of the things that came up in this Elle Decor article that I was reading is that curvy designs. Are you, do you agree or disagree with that as a trend that's going on now? Like curvy back chairs? And
well, most of my life I've liked women that are large. What are you talking about? Oh, okay. I don't discriminate. No, you're talking about the actual camber and the curves.
Yeah, the curves, yeah. And things. Is that something that's
well,
coming back?
Well, there's, I mean, like some of the designers like Kagan, like I just saw, I was in a showroom, we have these curves. Now, the problem with curves is not practical. Sofas with curves tend to take up more space and and net less seating. So are they? Is that a trend? It's a trend if you can. Remember this about furniture. Unlike, this is very important, unlike clothing, if you buy what's in this year, you're stuck with it, in theory, for the next 10 years.
That's true.
That trend could change tomorrow. So you can do trends with pillows, with artwork, with throws. So be cautious of following the trend.
Okay, got it. We're talking with Mitch Setlow of Leathers. You can go check him out there, 5530 East, Lake Sammamish Parkway, Southeast. He's been in his new building, I think, about a year now or so, right?
Yes.
Something
yes.
like that. They're out there in Issaquah. Give him a call, too, at 425-392-7632. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Steve.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM in Seattle. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. So we got Steve over there on the board. So, Steve, what...
curves. Think about curves.
Yes. Now you apply that in his brain.
Curve women or curve balls. Or
I think I'd rather talk about curved women.
Well, that's not sexist, though, because I think women have constantly been marketed and they have to deal with this anorexic, ridiculous, skinny, you know, starvation. That's a terrible thing. But I mean, you know, your classic paintings, women had some curves, too.
Yeah, they did.
Okay,
and you had a
that.
Girlfriend named Bertha, right?
Big Bertha, but she was very thin. No,
but
you know, my market, my demographics are women. So I don't want to offend
women in furniture.
I don't want to offend any women out there.
That's my demographic, also.
But I just happen to love women, so that's I don't have a type or a size. That's all. But I want to get back. To the curve of the furniture. So
yes.
I just explained to you, you're a technical guy.
Yeah.
You take a 90-inch sofa. That's all the space you have in your new overpriced rental condo, and you work at Amazon.
Yeah.
This is my new customer. They're spending $4,000 a month for an $800 box downtown here. Okay. So they only have limited spaces. 90 inches, that's all they can get. They want to max it out for their wild parties at night while they all sit on the couch and look at their text messages.
That's play video games.
It's a little different definition than when you and I were wild.
Yes.
But I'm not passing judgment. Okay. You need less sitting room for that export. However, having said that, if you take a 90-inch sofa and you curve it,
yeah,
you now have lost the inside dimension of almost a half a seat. So curves are the luxury of space. What we tell people is get your sofa more than likely maybe keep it straighter, and then get some barrel chairs or curved swivel chairs, and you can accomplish both. Bring in some soft edges. So that's the answer to my curve opinion. Okay,
got it. They did. It's this article. They did talk about something you talked about, which was multifunctional furniture. We covered that. So they were right on that one. You agree?
No. I mean, what opinions in design are like everything else. Yeah. Everyone has one. But here's the thing. A very important point. You talk about trends. So like this year's color was like living coral, okay?
Really?
Yeah, living coral. So, you got the school of warm colors, cold colors, you know? So, still, Cynthia, you know who Cynthia is, right?
Yeah.
One of my lead designers and the girlfriend who dumped me because she realized I'm getting too old for her. So, she didn't hear that. Okay.
Yeah. Is that why you got your hair transplant?
Or yes.
You're trying to win.
I'm getting a designer walker, too, to make sure.
Okay.
So, here's the deal. You know, leather, the whole deal, maxed out, tricked out. So, so when the real estate agents were complaining, which is older house, that it wasn't gray, that she didn't do everything gray. So remember, people do things that are safe normally with furniture because it doesn't go from year to year.
Okay.
Unlike you go buy a jacket or a shirt or some bedding, that's not a big investment. So think about, be safe. The average person's safe with their furniture investment, and they wow it with pillows, throws, and carpets.
With accent stuff, yeah.
The 50 Shades of Grey still applies to real estate, for example. How many real estate agents are telling their customers to paint their rooms living coral? Very few.
Probably not many.
Worth most books. But as an accent wall, it's amazing. So, you know, at the end of the day, what did I see at market? Yellows, oranges, okay?
and reds. You know, all the warm colors, fabric.
So last time you were, we were talking about vivid colors, and so you saw that then.
Yes. So there's a lot of wow colors. But when it gets down to leather, for example, you're not going to more than likely buy a salmon or a living coral, but you might have some amazing. You might buy a softer gray wax leather and put some really wow pillows. And that makes all this. That's the little icing on the cake, the tie and the
suit. I get it. So for somebody like myself that's a consumer, the foundational base, a good leather couch that's going to hold up for years and years and years, and then do the color accents with that.
Well, yeah, because remember, it used to be when I opened my business years ago, it was hunter green, navy blue.
Yeah.
You know, those were the staples, and burgundy. Okay. Now leathers are named after coffees instead of burgundy, Chianti. They're cappuccino, mocha.
Yeah.
But the grays and the gray-browns are very big now, too, as neutrals. Neutrals. And all these other colors you can do as accent colors on your walls, on your pillows. So that's playing it safe. Talking to a guy who doesn't normally play it safe.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that would be my design advice when I see somebody, they're agonizing, husband, wife, couples, whatever.
Yeah.
What do I do? I really love this, you know, the 2019 color, living coral. Well, it's a beautiful color. I just painted one of my buildings, some of it, in living coral. But I'm a living nut. I'm not the average person. That's a multi-million-dollar building that
painted the whole thing in living coral?
No, no. I did accents in coral.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because it's fresh. It's alive. It makes you smile.
Yeah.
Right? Cool. When's the last time you cried when you were looking at coral? Think about that for a minute, okay?
Yeah, you got me speechless.
I think one of my girlfriend's name was Coral.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if she's living anymore, though, speaking of living Coral.
She's just an accent now.
That was a long time ago. By the way, is this one of those guests, those Republicans that crashed the meeting yesterday?
Okay.
give him a discount. Okay, so let's get back.
I have a question for you.
Trend.
Yes, trends, but I want to go back to the leathers thing you just talked about. Every time it pops in my head, and I think a lot of people think leathers, they actually think of like a leather couch, but it's a brown leather. But you're saying the leathers can come in.
No, leathers are covering, just like upholstery. It's multicolored. Yeah. There's very few salmon colored cows or gray cows.
But the base colors, you're saying like I could get a gray leather couch.
We have literally 50 shades of gray. I mean, I hate to be trite, but that's the bottom line. Those are great neutrals. Coffee beans, espressos are great neutrals. Whites, you know, very contemporary. It also depends on lifestyle. Remember, this whole thing about meaningful design.
Yeah.
Most people see their magazine, they look at restaurant, I love that white linen. How many Seattle people buy white linen for their family room?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a few people that don't have good eyesight, but typically people don't in this market share. So they'll bring it in, they'll bring that lightness in with other things. Artwork, throws, pillows, rugs. Boom.
Got it.
Am I getting paid to give you all this?
You're doing good, man. I'm just sitting back and listening. So
anyway, I just have 7 million pieces I've just seen in North Carolina. So it's like, you know, one of these techie guys that I can't relate to that's, you know, like that in the Matrix. Well, that is going blah, 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 blah. That's what my mind's like right now.
Okay, that's good. All right, I got to ask you about agree or disagree.
Okay.
This is another one that was in the article, handcrafted authenticity.
Does that value?
Yeah, it's something that, you know.
I have an amazing Amish department I just opened up. It's not the Amish mafia. Oh, it's unbelievable. The stuff is contemporary and traditional and bedroom and living room. And people, yes, they love it. They love the story. Everybody know. But when you sit there and say, look, at 14-step catalyzed finish, made in America, look at this. They'll change the size of a dress for $200. Some people get titillated by that. Other people are on their phones while I'm talking. They don't give a damn.
So there are some people that like the story behind the piece.
Yeah, some people still like quality, you know. Yeah. It's like I'm not a swipe left, swipe right kind of guy, you know. That's not how I meet women.
You don't do Tinder?
Of course, I'm, you know, faithful to Cynthia, even though she dumped me if she was listening. I don't even look at other women, matter of fact.
Yeah, well, okay.
That's my fingers crossed.
We got to jump off this segment. I'll tell you what, if you want to go meet Mitch, you've heard him on the radio for years here. His name is Mitch Sello. He is a character. He's a lot of fun. He's like this in real life. It's not just his radio stage appearance.
We actually have a discount this week for meeting me because I'm not all there. You're only getting part of the deal.
You go check him out at 5530 East Lake Sammamish Parkway.
And remind them I have a very normal staff, wonderful designers. Yeah. They'll help you if you want
to. So after you're done with Mitch, you can go actually meet a normal person. Is that what you're kind of saying?
Absolutely.
All right. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Steve.
This is Old Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. This is Pete with Old Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. We're over there with Big Steve over there on the boards. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. This is fun. Here? This is great.
Yeah, it's good. It's always fun with Mitch. We got Mitch Setloa, longtime sponsor, good friend. I'm glad you're here, buddy.
Yeah, it's great to be here, Pete. I actually even like this new guy, Steve.
Yeah, he's cool.
Listen,
well, thanks.
I told him. I tell him I hope he lasts longer than some of the Trump cabinet members.
I hope so.
I won't fire you, Steve. So don't worry about that.
You're better off resigning, to be honest. You want a future career? not from here. I'm joking. Okay.
All right. So we talked about story pieces. Now I want to get into like the bedroom area. That's your.
That's an opening line. That's. We went from curves, women with curves, to the bedroom.
That's right. We're going into the bedroom.
There's a picture on my Facebook of Bill and Hillary at the opening of my aunt's show on Broadway last night.
Really?
They came in the side door, yeah. But literally called Bella Bella. I'm giving a little shout out to go see Bella Bella.
Bella Abzug was awesome.
My aunt was amazing, congresswoman, social activist. And she had a great sense of design. She used to always call me up because her friend Shirley MacLaine would be out here. She says, Mitch, why don't you go sell Shirley's house? Why don't you do that? I said, you know, I'm not a real estate agent, and yeah. I don't have time to go to celebrities' houses. They pay designers to do a lot of work. By the way, at Leathers, we do a lot of tons of design work, and it doesn't cost anything. And you could bring a floor plan or send us. We could lay it out, help you, and we do house calls as well. Back to the bedroom.
We'll go back to the bedroom.
I'm not house calls
now,
to the bedroom.
Now you got this implant in my brain. What is design?
No, I have 1,700 implants in my brain. Remember,
you're all tickling your brain cells right now.
See, he's focused. He's obsessed with my hair transplant. You have plenty of hair. Don't worry about it. Okay.
I'm good. I'm good
on that. You're looking good. Okay. So bedroom. Bedroom's a big, remember, the living room and the bedroom, two big areas. As Rebecca walks in, Rebecca, the two biggest areas, you know, in the house is your living room and your bedroom. You know what the Jewish princess ideal floor plan is?
What?
No bedroom, no kitchen. I'm going to get some feedback on that. I'm just joking out there, my Jewish princess. I'm just joking. Okay, no, but seriously. So bedroom tends to be an area that people, case goods, meaning dressers, some of it's schlock. Speaking of Yiddish, there's a lot of schlock out there. You know, you get a whole bedroom set for $1,200, 200 years to pay, and no interest. Yeah. But, you know, that's the kind of stuff that if you're a single guy and you take a woman and show her what a beautiful bedroom you have, she's going to leave. Yeah. So bedrooms,
it doesn't work like the etching,
no,
I guess.
But we have great bedrooms. We have very eclectic bedrooms. People are buying a fabric headboard and integrating it with wood there so that way they can have some warmth.
Well, that's what they were saying here is the, you know.
Who
the,
is they? You know, my mom used to always say
El Decor.
They.
I don't know who is
my
El
mom.
Decor.
I say they're saying, my mom would say, who is they? Okay.
Go ahead. I just told you it's El Decor. That's what they were, what they were talking about. But they were talking about fabric headboards, and they're talking about cozy beds and things like that.
So fabric headboards are big because you don't have to have a set. You know, people now don't want their parents, the Vanna White. We talked about the Vanna White School of Design where everything matches, sofa, loves your chair. Today, everybody is like mix and match because that's kind of what's happening.
So you're seeing a lot of people, they're not buying the bedroom sets. They're coming in and buying one.
They'll buy a fabric headboard, a couple nightstands. They'll mix it up.
Okay.
But the headboard does not have to be an integral part of the set.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
So the other thing they brought up, the El Decor, they talked about a velvet. What's your thoughts on velvet, like with headboards?
Well, velvet's great, but cotton velvet, remember, things stick to velvet.
Oh, so like bed air and stuff?
Yeah, velvet, you know, grabs everything. So you have to decide how much stickiness is happening things in your bedroom.
Okay.
I mean, you know, like I'm talking like my hair transplant might get stuck to the headboard. That would be very bad. For the money I spent, I can't have velvet. Listen, cotton velvets versus poly velvets. I mean, velvets are luxurious. I mean, what woman doesn't love velvet? Yeah. Rebecca, don't you love velvet? I mean, velvet's plush. It's reminiscent. It's romantic. It's sentimental. Yeah. You know,
is velvet timeless, or is that more?
Velvet's trendy? Timeless.
It is timeless.
Okay. I have a velvet jacket, and women like storm my house. I have to hire Pinkertons.
Really?
And Yves Saint Laurent.
Is that like
jacket.
A Hugh Hefner type piece you wear?
No, that was Amazon synthetic polyester.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah. What did he care?
You trumped him then. Boy, that's the first time on radio that I silenced you.
You're not allowed to use the T word.
I'm impressed. Okay.
Listen, I never met a lovely woman in my life vis-a-vis my financial statement.
Oh, okay.
Well, my velvet jacket, I met a lot of women. Yes. Yeah, that's different. That's putting energy and effort. No, velvet's a nice covering, but it's not a functional. It's a nice accent, a chair, an accent piece, a bedroom, a slipper chair in the bedroom. Yeah, velvet's cool.
Okay, good. How about...
I had a girlfriend named Velvet.
Now, they also brought up, which is...
Flicker.
El Decor,
Bubbles.
Since you want to know who they is. Geometric patterns. Did you see any of that at the show?
Yeah. There's... You know what? There's geometrics are have come and go.
Okay.
But they're, again, they're accents.
Okay. So it's accents. Not something you
do. Most people are still buying, they're buying a polyester or performance fabrics are big now, like Krypton, where you can actually clean them with bleach.
Really? And,
yeah. It's the whole thing in the industry now. You come in now, you want a lighter color, you say you have a performance fabric, you know.
Okay.
So performance fabrics are very big.
Is that, they're also good with pets and things like
yes,
that?
Yes, performance fabrics have a lot of specs. We have a little demo where you throw up on it, you drink some wine, and then we spray
this. You don't have a dog that goes around and pees in the furniture?
We do that. We have that, too. Yeah.
Oh, you do?
We're dog friendly.
All those little dogs that come into your store, I bet you.
Oh, the are everywhere. Cynthia has these Yorker poodles. I mean, they look the size of a normal dog's poop, but they're very in now. And they're also inbred.
You let them roam around the store?
They're more inbred than my people. And we live in the ghetto. What's the excuse for those little dogs? this is DNA stuff. We don't get it. No, but remember this. Fashion in clothing is different than fashion in furniture. Fashion in furniture is the eye candy that brings people into showrooms. But at the end of the day, most people don't buy the color. They still buy the neutral. Why is that? Because you don't change your couch out next year.
No, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You're going to keep it in your piece.
Having said that, I love a customer who comes in and lets to get wild. I mean, furniture.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. You like the wild customers.
I like wild customers. I even sometimes go out and do a house call myself. Like,
really?
Yeah, I'll go to the living room, the bedroom.
How do you know if they're wild?
I'm a good qualifier, trust me. I've been on this earth for 68 years. What are you talking about?
All right. Well,
wild is not subjective.
There you go. Well, I'll let you define your wild.
No, but listen, don't embrace your wildness in furniture. Furniture is fun. It's your castle. It's your home. It makes you happy. Don't spend all the money on your hard surfaces. What's the average? You know, Mitch, I just spent $100,000 on my granite. I have nothing against the granite guys. I bought these amazing Pella windows. It's really good windows, by the way. You know, they got all this stuff going on. But at the end of the day, you're not going to take them with you, guys. You're not going to be kissing them and sitting them and making love on them, okay? Unless you're really kinky. Yeah. But at the end of the day, that's another story. But I'm saying don't be afraid to make your furniture make you happy.
That's
okay?
good. Well, we're gonna end with that, bitch.
Yes.
As always.
Happy furniture.
It's been a trip, man. It's good.
As always, man.
Thanks for having you on 5530.
Don't forget, next time I'll be a lot hairier.
I know. I'm looking forward to it, man. Yeah. I love your hair. East Lake St. Evans Parkway, Southeast.
This guy's taking my picture. Hang on.
Issaquah, Washington. Give him a call at 425-392-7632. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Steve.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM.